and thy Son have shined many years, but now thy glorious Son's beams disappear. By darksome clouds thy Son is overspread, that valiant prince, great William, now is dead. When as the Romish power so did reign, and many thousands thought they should be slain, this mighty prince, appointed by God's hand, with great boldness came o'er to England's land. And in short time this valiant prince of might did put his enemies unto their flight. And to great England's joy this prince is known, and his princess was settled on the throne. And in few years his queen by fatal death was forced to resign her vital breath, the which no doubt much like a fatal dart did wound this mighty monarch to the heart. In the next place death, he who conquers all, did force young Gloucester at his feet to fall. And now behold, he who was England's joy and great defender, death hath snatched away, leaving three kingdoms now in tears to rue. Death, thou hast done what man could never do. This prince which thou hast taken from the throne was the greatest champion sure that e'er was known. He never feared no mortal man at all. A second David, sure we may him call. By the great mighty acts which he hath done, and for wisdom a second Solomon. From the first day that he enjoyed his crown, until that moment in which he laid it down, this good and gracious prince he all that while did give the Christian churches leave to smile. But now he is fallen by death's fatal hand, and we that are the natives of this land are left in floods of tears with grief of soul, the loss of this good prince for to condole. Seeing his bright days turn to darksome night, and his dear soul was forced to take her flight, Lord, let the angels meet her by the way, and carry her safe into eternal joy. Seeing death hath snatched him from his earthly throne, Lord Jesus, grant this prince he may be won, that in the blessed throne shall crowned be, with saints and angels to eternity. Seeing he is dead to grief, it is in vain. 'Tis not our tears can fetch him back again. England, cheer up, thy heart be not cast down, for there's another doth enjoy his crown. That wise and prudent Princess Lady Anne, who was no doubt appointed by God's hand, brave England's crown and scepter for to sway, and heavens grant she may that same enjoy. In peace with joy and pleasure many a year, and grant while she remains reigns among us here. She may up for the Church of England stand, and for the good of this our native land.